people seek the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Praise y'all for another blessed day. Thank you, Father, for this day that you have made. Hallelujah. Are we all thankful for the breath of life that Yah gives us and gives us every single day and gave us today? Well, I pray everyone out there is totally grateful for what we have and take for granted every day, and that we realize how special it is to have that breath of life. You know, so many people in today's world often worry, and we live in a world full of worrying. And we must learn to trust in our Creator, have faith in Him, as we discuss here all the time. Each person has its own master, and every person's master is the one that's going to control our lives. And this will ultimately determine of how we react to these things. And this is where we see worry or faith come into the picture. Some people serve money as their master. Some serve comfort. Some success. Followers of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah, are called to serve our Creator and our Creator alone. Yeshua did not say it is difficult to serve two masters. He says it's impossible. I hope you realize what I just said. Yahshua, the one believers claim to trust and follow, didn't say it's difficult to serve two masters. He says it's impossible. Many so-called believers today think they can pursue our Creator's kingdom while making earthly security in their highest priority. Eventually, the two kingdoms collide, and we must choose whom we totally trust. So this is the topic we're going to discuss today. Or we could say, instead of topics, what I like to teach about is reminders, because this is something we all should know. And I'm just reminding you this. And if you don't know this, you definitely need to hear this. Ask yourself, what is it that occupies your thoughts? What is it that controls your decisions? And what causes your greatest fears? And what gives you the greatest peace? Those four questions alone will reveal who your true master truly is. We're going to discuss this and look at this. Worry reveals where our true trust really is. The scriptures call us to live a life of joy, and it says, do not be dismayed. We need to think about this. So I pray that we can realize how worry affects our lives and worry serves who we're truly following. Let's open up our scriptures to Matthew 6:25 to 6:27. In Matthew 6:25 to 6:27, it says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than just food and the body more than just clothing? Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of his life? So think about anxiety, trust, and faith. Yeshua immediately connects serving money with worrying. Why? Because worry usually grows out of believing that our security depends entirely on our circumstances. More people put trust on a piece of paper with numbers than on the words of our Creator that are on a piece of paper. The world says I must control everything, where our Creator says, trust me. It even says on that paper money, in God we trust. What an interesting thing that the money people worship says, in God we trust. Well, if we trust in God, we're not worshiping the money. Our Creator says, trust me. I often hear people say, I don't have money, I don't have money. And they complain, I don't have money. They say, I can't do anything without money. How can we be successful? How can we have things without money? I don't often hear people say, I don't have God. I don't have my creator with me. I don't. How could I survive in this world without him? I hear some people say that, but most people, it's money. And money equals to worry. You have all this money and you worry about when you're going to lose the money. I'll tell you what, the money will come and go, but our creator will stay with you forever if you follow him. The problem is worry. What does worrying do? It's more than just an emotion. We know stress will shorten our life. Well, worrying is part of stress. And too many people stress out. Worrying is parting that, and stress will lead to disease. And it often becomes an attempt to carry tomorrow's burden before tomorrow arrives. Stress, worry, and fear are all things that aren't connected to our Creator. We're to be in awe of our Creator, to be thankful for Him and trust Him. Isn't it ironic that the money people worship says in God we trust on there? Wow. A lot of people just look at the numbers on that piece of paper. They don't look on the words, right? Imagine carrying a heavy backpack everywhere you go, even while sleeping. Eventually, you become exhausted. Exhausted. And when you have stress in your life, that's like living your life with this big burden on your back. And people, even believers, spiritually are doing that. They're carrying this big burden on them because they're not trusting in our Creator. Our Creator doesn't want us to carry the burdens of anxiety and fear and worry, but many believers still do. Listen, folks, our Creator knows already every need that we have, every single need we have. Let's continue to Matthew 6, verse 31 to 32. Matthew 6, 31 to 32 says, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after those things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. He knows all our needs, not our wants, not our pleasures, but our needs. Yeshua reminds us in this verse that our Father already knows everything we need. And notice, he doesn't merely know our desires, needs. It's such a big difference between needs versus wants. You see, our Creator's care is not based on our ability. It's based on his fatherly love. And just as parents naturally want to care for their children, our Heavenly Father delights in providing what is truly needed, what is best for his children. You know, this doesn't mean we should never work, we shouldn't work hard, but it means that our confidence should never be placed in our work or what we've accomplished. Our confidence should be placed on our Creator and understanding that he could provide more than the money from that job or the drug insurance from that job. That's why I said drug insurance, not health insurance. It doesn't pay for health, it pays for drugs. And all of these things that job provides doesn't come close to what our Creator can provide. And we have to have confidence in that. So many people worry about losing their job. So many people worry about losing their money. So many people worry about losing their house. Who's worried about losing your relationship with our Creator? We need to learn from the creation. Learn from it all. We stay in the book of Matthew. We look at Matthew 6, 26 to 30. We see it again. Look at the birds in the air. No, they don't sow nor reap or gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And which of you being anxious for a single hour can change the span of his life? And are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow and they spin, and they're just beautiful. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in his glory was not enjoyed like one of these. But if a Creator clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive, tomorrow thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O little faith? Yeshua points his disciples to birds and flowers. Nature consistently preaches sermons. Birds, they search for food, but they do not live in anxiety. Flowers bloom for only a short season, yet our Creator clothes them beautifully. If our Creator faithfully cares for temporary things, how much more will he care for his children? Ponder that for a moment. Where are we putting our faith and our trust? And we say we trust our Creator, but when something goes wrong, we go to run, look at the bank account. We go to look for our wallet. We should have that same anxiety as we lost our wallet. What if we lost our Bible? That same anxiety. People say, well, I could just go and buy another Bible. Well, you can go and buy another wallet. But the wallet was filled with money and valuables. Well, I'll tell you what, the word of our Creator is filled with money and valuables. You know, and it shouldn't just be a Bible that you have. It should be a Bible with much notes in it. Much of a value to you, far more than money. You know, yes, we go through difficult seasons in our life, but that's what produces and helps the faith grow. It says in James 1, verses 2 to 4, count it all for joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. Hallelujah. So we see this. Trials here expose what already lives inside us. And many people think they have great faith until pressure comes. A lot of stuff in their life seems wonderful until the storms come. The storms reveal the foundations and where our foundation is. Gold is refined by fire and faith is strengthened through testing. Yahweh is not trying to destroy our faith. He is developing mature disciples. Instead of asking, why is this happening? We should be asked, what is our Creator trying to teach us? Now, we aren't to worry like the world worries. But we need to understand there's a valid reason for concerns. But concerns and worry aren't the same thing. See, if we have a concern about something, it should lead us to pray. Worry leads us to fear. If we have concern about something, we should seek wisdom. Worry imagines disaster. Very simple, folks. Concern will produce action while worry produces paralysis. This is the world we live in today. Followers of Messiah should be responsible people without becoming anxious people. I mean, the set apart Holy Spirit, the gift that he left us behind, is supposed to keep us steadfast on him and his word and not consumed with the worry and fears of this world. So we need to open up our scriptures, trust our Creator, read his word, and enjoy. Enjoy and have joy in our lives. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. This verse gives the solution to worrying. Yeshua does not simply tell us, stop worrying. He gives us something greater to pursue. Seek Yahweh's kingdom first. Seeking Yahweh's kingdom means obeying our Creator's words, being obedient to it, growing in holiness, doing better tomorrow than you did today, loving others, serving faithfully, and living to honor our Messiah. When our Creator's kingdom comes first, everything else falls into proper order. That is it. It's all about order. Obedience. This is what our Creator, where he puts his value in. And the enemy tries to take apart that order. When we put Yahweh's kingdom first in our lives, everything else falls in the order that Yahweh meant it to go. But the enemy wants us to put this world and worldly things before our Creator. And then everything is lost. because that's where worry sets in when we start thinking about the world, the world's ways, the things of this world. Faith grows one day at a time. It's something that we have to consistently understand and think about. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow I will bring anxiousness itself. Sufficient for this day is its own trouble." Yahweh gives grace for today. He doesn't promise tomorrow's grace. He doesn't even promise tomorrow. We have to wake up that next day and be thankful and say, "Oh, thank you for another day." We can't expect that. We can't expect these things that we worry about 5 months, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years down the road are going to paralyze us today because we live in fear about doing what our Creator wants us to do for Him. Because we're one of those people that are the what ifs. Well, what if this and what if that and how come this and why should I do this? And asking, just go and take action and be led by what our Creator is telling us to do. That's what we need to do. Today's grace is sufficient for today's needs. That's all you need to know. We need to trust our Creator. And we see examples in the scriptures of that. When our Creator asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, Abraham obeyed because he trusted our Creator. And faith obeys before understanding. We've spoken about this many times here in this ministry. Faith obeys more than faith is more and obeys before understanding. That's the order of a Creator. We don't have to understand to obey or to obey so we can understand. That's what we try to teach here, and that's what people hopefully we will learn that. We look at Elijah, how we see our Creator providing through the ravens. We look at Peter, who walked on the water when looking at Yeshua. You see, when they can't go in the same way. When fear is up, faith is down. And when faith is up, fear is down. So we need to strengthen our faith every single day. And we do that through prayer and reading scripture and remembering our Creator's faithfulness towards us and giving thanks and then obedience. Every answered prayer is another reason to let your faith grow stronger and trust Him. You understand there's the masters we serve and there's the kingdoms we want to be part of. And you can't have 1 foot of the world and 1 foot in the kingdom and try to expect to get the benefits of both. We are citizens of a different people than the world and what the world calls for and what the world wants. We have to be set apart. That's what holy means, set apart. Let's look at Philippians 3:20. Philippians 3:20 says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await the Savior, a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua." See, the world's economy, folks, rises and falls. Governments change. Markets will fluctuate. But Yahweh's kingdom never changes. Our confidence cannot be in temporary systems. It must rest in the eternal King. That's the way we defeat the anxiety and the worry and the fear and all these different things. We pray. We thank our Creator. We remember past faithfulness. We replace fear with reading scripture. And we refuse to let fear make your decisions. And you continue obeying our Creator when you don't understand. Simply this, folks, faith is Yahshua, and fear is of the enemy. Faith is of Yahshua, and fear is of the enemy. That's it. Faith is not pretending problems don't exist. Yahshua is not pretending problems don't exist. Faith is believing it's greater than the problems. Yahshua knows that our Creator is greater than all the problems that we have today. Fear controls us and paralyzes us and freezes us. You could say the enemy paralyzes us and controls us and freezes us. Yeshua teaches, for where your treasure is, then your heart will also be. Matthew 6:21. The safest investment is not earthly wealth, folks. It's eternal treasure. Every act of obedience, every soul reached, every sacrifice for Messiah, every hidden act of faithfulness is stored in heaven. Nothing done for our Creator is ever wasted. When you wake up, do you live your life to please Him? Are you doing those things that we must do in praying and being obedient to His holy word? Are you reading correctly and slowing down and focusing on the words and what they're saying? Every morning, we have to choose one or two paths: to trust ourselves or trust our Heavenly Father. People say, well, what about the enemy? Where is the enemy in there? The enemy wants you to trust yourself. The enemy doesn't want you to think with your heart. He wants you to think with your head. The enemy wants you to do the things of this world. The Heavenly Father wants you to do things a little bit different. The Heavenly Father wants you to follow Him. And He has never failed His children. He has carried His people through famine, persecution, financial hard times, sicknesses, and uncertainty all the time. He's carried them through that. And yet we remain here today. He remains faithful for us. And instead of us asking, how will everything work out? Ask, how can I honor my Creator today? That's the question to ask yourself every single day. How am I going to honor my Creator today? Am I going to do better today than I did yesterday, or at least strive to? Doing better for Him, being more faithful to Him. As we seek His kingdom, first, we can rest in His promise that He knows our needs and will faithfully care for His children. So, as we hear this, are we ready to raise the standard and understand faithfulness, what it truly means towards our own life, and understand that measure of worry and fear and doubt versus action and joy and shalom and peace? You know, there's a spiritual battle going on, folks, for our souls, as it says in Ephesians 6. And the enemy is consistently trying to get to us, continues to try to keep us in worry and fear. But once you identify the enemy, that's how you break free. So what is it that's worrying you or has been controlling your heart? Surrender that area to our Creator in prayer and continue to act in obedience and seek His kingdom first. As you do, watch how your faith will replace that fear. Spiritual warfare. Prayer. Speak directly to that fear you've identified and tell it to be gone from your life. Take authority in the name of Yahshua and speak directly to it. Identify it. What gives you anxiety? What gives you worry? Is it losing your job? Is it your health? Is it your money? That's the one that has control over you. That's the one the enemy is using to keep you bound, to keep you down. Break free from that today, understanding there's only one to follow. There's only one to trust. One investment to make, and everything else will turn out just wonderful. And that is to believe and follow, be obedient and trust our Creator Yeshua for who He says He is and what He did in our lives and what He does in our lives every single day. To not have doubt or fear or worry or concern, but to have joy and peace, knowing the outcome that's already known. If you're putting your faith in Him and trusting Him and following Him, you already know the outcome. So what is there to be worried about? You know, when a storm's coming, we don't worry. How's it going to turn out? Is it going to hit us? Is it going to miss us? But our Creator's already answered all the storms, and we have the answer already. What we got to do is trust that answer. Trust that answer is true. And we're just waiting. We're just waiting. Because we already see the prize. It's already been promised to us. We have to do our part to trust and be faithful. You see, it's hard to be trustful if you're not faithful. But if you're faithful and you trust in our Creator, you trust in His Word, you value His Word, you'll be fine. The demons of anxiety and fear and worry, they won't overrun you. They won't control you. Listen to our Creator. We don't have time for that other worldly stuff. We got bigger and better things to accomplish. Following the ways of our Creator and living the way He told us to live. Hallelujah. That's where your true blessings will show. That's where the fruit will shine. That's where your joy will come out. And that's when you will spend a long life of peace and shalom, like the scriptures say. Do not listen to this message and tell me you have no worries at all. You know what your worries are. I don't know your worries, but you know. Think about them. Think about those worries and fears. Are you worried about being alone? Maybe a close one's going to die. Are you worried about death yourself? Are you worried about money? Are you worried about food, what you're going to eat? Shouldn't it be difficult identifying the things that we tend to worry about? And take rest in our Creator and His Holy Word and what He does in our life. And let Him bless you. Thank you, folks. I pray this message will resonate with you and help you. Help you to come see that our Creator doesn't want us to suffer, but He also doesn't want us to worry about suffering. He wants to thrive in every area. And we have that great blessing and opportunity to do so. Thanks to the holy words of Scripture and Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. So I just pray that you would make the right decisions and not let the worldly ways get in the way. Brothers and sisters, may you have a blessed day today. May Yahweh lead you. May you follow. And it's a blessing and a blessed life, a joyful life. Thank you for listening to Torah Life Ministries. Have a blessed day. Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-828. 3168.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve. Jesus loves